Hi, Anthony. This is Shira from Family First. We spoke yesterday, I believe, or the day before.
Yeah.
In regards to Sheldonna, I know that you want to continue with the enrollment process, but what are we going to do about the assessment?
One second. I'm going to let you speak to her. One second, all right?
Okay. Hello?
One second, please. One second.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Sheldonna. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
I just wanted to see if you wanted to continue the enrollment process for getting onto the waiver program.
Yes, I was thinking about it, but when I spoke to the lady, a representative, she was very rude, and I just didn't feel comfortable in the way she was speaking to me.
Was that with the independent enrollment broker?
I'm not sure. She's the one who started me into the program, but she was very rude to me, and I felt like if she's going to be like that, and I asked her, was she okay? Because I didn't understand it.
Was it Jasmine or the independent enrollment broker?
It was the second. I know it wasn't the first lady, because she was so pleasant, and she was happy, and she just was she was very helpful and informative. But whoever the second person was, because I messed up on the number, and now she gave me the right teacher, but she specifically told me how to do it. And I just didn't think how she was talking down to me, and I just didn't feel if I deal with somebody like that, then that's who she is. I needed to find another agency, because there's a lot out here.
Right. Okay. So I'm not sure if it was with the independent enrollment broker or if it was with us, but I'm just looking here on the notes.
I know it wasn't the first lady. She was so. I think the first one was Jasmine. So I think that was the first one.
Mm.
But whoever the other young lady was, I just thought she was so. I just said, well, I'm not gonna get enrolled in something that if she's gonna be my worker or somebody, and then I have issues because she's showing me who she is, being rude because of someone to make a mistake. And I said, I apologize. I made a mistake, and she's still her attitude, but just I didn't feel comfortable with her.
Right. Well, the calls are recorded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, if we want, we can look back into it. But we just have the case open right now for you.
Okay.
We want to help you out, continue with the
okay.
process. Did
okay.
you have that assessment scheduled with the independent broker office?
I know they gave me a number to call, and I just had to finish that last step in reference to the number and give them my ID number. That's where that's where we left off at.
Okay. Do you have an ID number, or do you have an ID with you?
She gave me, she checked to see if I was eligible for the Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and then she gave me a number that I can give to the people in reference to that.
So what I can do with you now
okay.
is I could call into the independent enrollment broker with you, and we could see where you're holding with the status, if you need an assessment, just to move this along a little bit.
So tell me how this works in reference to after I could do that.
Okay.
So my son will be able, I just want to make sure I'm correct about it. So my son
Let me walk you through
able.
The process for a second.
Okay, thank you.
So in order for you to get onto the program, you have to go through a series of assessments.
Okay.
The first one was with the independent enrollment broker.
Okay.
Then you're going to need a doctor's note.
Okay.
After the doctor's note, you're going to need another assessment. But we walk you through every process. So it sounds like a lot, but we really... you know, help walk you through everything
okay.
at the time. And then after that, you wait for the approval from the Maximus, and then
okay.
you start sending in financial paperwork to the county. The county then sees if you're financially eligible. They have an insurance reach out to you, and the service coordinator will come down, give you another assessment, and determine how many hours you're approved. The whole
okay.
process could take a month from when you start.
Okay.
And like I said, we really walk you through it all.
Okay.
There's some parts that are a little bit harder than others, but we're here
okay.
for you.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, so we can start the process then.
Okay, so let me call. If you're ready, I don't mind calling into the independent enrollment broker to start that.
I'm going to get my paperwork, get my file. That she gave me, and I can just be able to read it off or whatever.
Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was getting the paperwork. I said I was.
Okay,
sure. I'm sorry about that. I was getting up.
Do you mind if I start calling into them? We'll do it together?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Okay.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
Okay.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3.
Press 1.
If you are an applicant or off, if you need to send application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Enrollment Broker. My name is Arthur. Are you calling for the first time, or are you calling to check on the status of an existing applicant?
The first time.
Sure. I'll be happy to assist you with starting an application for help and home. Oh, and are you calling for yourself this afternoon or for someone else?
For myself.
Okay. I need to gather the necessary information to start the application here in the room. And
excuse me, but I can't hardly hear you. I'm sorry, but it's like an echo in the back. Maybe I don't know if it's my phone or your phone.
Okay.
But it's kind of difficult me hearing you, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that we're having an issue here.
Okay. I can hear you a little better now.
Definitely.
It's just the echo.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll do my best. If you need me to repeat anything, I'll be more than happy to repeat it so that you can get a clear understanding then. Oh, and can you start with providing me with your first and your last name, please?
Sheldonna, Sheldonna Williams.
All right, thank you. And then what's your date of birth, please?
8/13/65.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you provide me with your social security number as well?
252-9265.
Okay. Thanks again. Now, the next two questions we have to ask of all applicants.
I don't like giving my social security out like that. No. I just gave it to you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh,
hello?
Well, as I mentioned. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Yes. Okay.
As I mentioned, we're going to have someone meet with you here. Before I let you off the line, we're going to schedule a visit with an enrollment case manager. So, yeah, the number that you dialed to get help in the home, this is the number that you're calling.
Okay. All right.
And so, yeah, everything that you share with me will assist in making sure that you get the services there.
Okay.
Now, the next two questions we have to ask of all applicants. What's your preferred spoken and written language?
Spoken and written language.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What language would you like to be correspondent with?
English.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. And that also means you won't need a language interpreter in the future then, correct?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And then can you provide me with your phone number with the area code first, please?
610-990-2599.
All right. Thank you. And I'll read that back to you here. I have 610-990-2599.
Correct.
Okay. And then is that a cell phone or no?
It's a cell phone.
Cell phone? Okay. Now, the reason why I asked is because with the cell phone number on the application, you could sign up to receive text messages or email notices about your case. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Oh, that would be fine.
Okay. I'll make sure I sign you up here then. And then what's your address with the city and the zip code, please?
523 Garfield Ave, Fallcroft, PA, 19032.
Okay, thank you. And then what county is that in?
Delaware County.
Delaware, all right, thank you. Well, yeah, that's all the information that I'll need from you here in order to get an application started. And so bear with me. I'm going to copy and paste that information onto the application here. And then, as I mentioned, I'll give you a brief rundown of the process before finding out how soon someone can meet with you there at your Garfield Avenue address to move the case along from our call today, okay?
Okay.
No worries. Now, in addition to the text messages, would you also like to receive email notices, or the text will do?
The text will be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Okay, no to email. Then it's Delaware County. Just about done on my end here.
Okay, this is.
Thank you. Right. Right. Well, I was able to get the application successfully up and running here on my end. So thank you for your patience there.
Mm-hmm.
And by providing us your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Now, your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. And to stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and to keep getting paper mail again, reply stop. Now, you may get messages at different times of the day, and that message and data rates may also apply. Okay.
I'm thinking, should I, would it be best to get the email or the regular call?
Oh, this is for the text.
I think I said, what do you think it would be better for the email?
They're equally effective.
You know what I'm saying? But the email saves your information, right?
No, it goes to the email address that you share with me, so they're going to be saved just like a text would. You'd be able to access either. So, yeah, if you want to go with email instead of text, it's your choice.
Yeah, I'd rather do the email because I feel like it's I can always have that. The text, I might just phone go messed up. But the email you can always keep.
Okay. Give me just a moment, then I'll...
All right, thank you.
Say no to... Oh, sure, you're very welcome. So I'll say no to the text and then get your email address here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you can go ahead with your email address when you're ready.
NIYAWILL126@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Right. And so that's N like Nancy, IYAWILL, and then 126@gmail?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Well, by providing your email address and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get emails. And again, your information is not used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. Now, to stop getting email messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and to keep getting paper mail again, select the unsubscribe link in the email or reply stop to the email message. Now, again, you may get messages at different times, and message and data rates may also apply, okay?
Okay. Oh, so that's the
Lord.
Just okay, the guidelines, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay.
And so
okay.
I've gotten the application started here for the home and community-based waiver services, which help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities.
What my son was supposed to take, I was doing this for my son to take care of me.
Yeah, you get to choose who provides you the services there once you're approved.
Okay. All right.
Now, the Office of Long-Term Living, they offer two types of programs that provide long-term supports and services based on your assessed needs. And applicants that are elderly adults or have a physical disability or traumatic brain injury may be able to receive support services in their home or in the community. And the services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing or meal preparation, light housekeeping, or installing an emergency alert system, and even home modifications. Now, how that works is a managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you, they'll help you to find providers and manage these services. And then to qualify, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Now, the second of the two types of programs offered by the Office of Long-Term Living is called the LIFE program, and that's a managed care benefit that features a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system. Now, they use an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But with either program that you choose, we're going to schedule the initial visit with our enrollment case manager, as I had mentioned earlier, and they'll meet with you there at your address, and they help to complete a financial application for Medicaid. They'll also review your medical history, and then they help you to choose that managed care organization, service coordination, or life provider at that time also. Now, the managed care organization that you choose, they'll help to coordinate both your physical health care and your long-term services and supports. And so they will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from that point on. And they'll also act as your personal caseworker.
Okay.
Now, that managed care organization, they'll then partner with service coordination agencies. And then it's the service coordination agencies that provide the one-on-one direct care and services that are recommended and approved by the managed care organization, who will ultimately then take on your son for the home health aide position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had also mentioned to you, the LIFE program uses the interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But I also wanted you to keep in mind the exact services and hours that you'll receive. That's going to be determined by the managed care organization, LIFE provider, or service coordination agency that you choose after the enrollment's completed. So you'll know when to expect that specific information.
Okay.
Oh, and again, your services could include, but they're not limited to getting a home health aide, which is what you said your son will fill the role of. You'd also qualify for nursing services or home modifications, along with day programs and transportation services.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that way you don't call around if you need any of those things down the road. It's why we mentioned that to you. And then the application process could take up to 90 days. So are you interested in proceeding and meeting with the enrollment case manager with that in mind?
It takes 90 days?
Oh, no. I said it could take up to 90 days. And in most instances, it wraps up well in advance of that. But I have to share that disclaimer before the enrollment case manager goes out there to visit with you. So are you interested in proceeding with that in mind?
So the enrollment person will come before they get the documentation for the doctors?
Absolutely.
Because I know you say you're going to need paperwork. All right. Okay, we can start the process.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah, I'll schedule the intake visit with you there. Go ahead.
I'm trying to make sure. So after this step, then an enrollment person will come, and then I would have to have all the documentations for them to see all my health issues, or is it for that?
Correct. Yeah, no, they'll see it at that time. They'll sit with you and look over your medical history, help you choose that managed care organization, service coordination agency, or life provider. So, yeah, that's the visit that I'll set up with you here now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll schedule the intake visit for the Community Health Choices Waiver, and I should be able to locate an enrollment case manager that's free
to meet
with you
here right away.
Wait, what waiver are you
talking about? What waiver are you talking about? Because my understanding is it will be you, then I will have to talk to someone else on the phone before they make anything. So what waiver? Waiver. What am I waiver?
Oh, in order
waiver.
For you to receive the home health aid. Correct. Yeah, it means that they're waiving any fees that are associated with you getting the home health aid.
Okay. Well, I'm confused. So, well, the first lady I talked to, she gave me IDs and all this stuff, so I don't need that stuff.
Oh, who did you speak with?
I'm not sure her name, the young lady, but she gave me a Medicaid ID and all that.
Okay. Well, do you know what office she was from?
Family First Home Care.
Okay. Yeah, that was a home care agency then that your son will be working with once you've gotten the approval. So, yeah, I don't know what she would have provided you there. That's not needed at this initial point in time.
Okay.
And as I discussed, if you'd like, we can schedule the visit where someone would sit with you and explain what's needed to move the case along from that point.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you answering. I just wanted to make sure I was correct.
Oh, sure.
That. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, no.
So we can start
welcome.
From here. You said so. Now you're speaking clearly and let me know what's going on. So after that, I'll just talk
yes,
to get someone to come out here, and then from there, they'll do the medical thing and it moves forward from there.
Correct. You got it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm fine. So we can do that, sir.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and schedule the intake visit for the Community Health Choices Waiver. And again, I can find an enrollment case manager that's free to meet with you here right away. But before I access the calendar and start the search, I did want to ask, are you aware of any upcoming appointments that you've already gotten scheduled, say, within the next 5 or 7 days?
I had something like the week before. I stopped after the week after Christmas. That's the last one I have because I have to go to.
Can you call your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. My son had to go leave. And he can you call me off my phone, please? Because they called me off of his phone, so he had to go to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so he just call me off my number that I just gave you. To 610-990-2590, and I'll answer right back. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.